talking to the AMWU now for about 6 months, and we have a position and have made an offer, and they have a different position, and we've got a gap. So the result at the moment is that they are balloting the employees at four of our factories involved in this discussion, and asking them if they would like to take different forms of industrial action.
Which factories are they balloting at?
We have four factories that are related to the one enterprise bargaining agreement. So that is the Bathurst factory, Devonport in Tasmania, Ulverston in Tasmania, and Kelso. Well, we've got two different offers for two sets of plants. So the two vegetable plants, Bathurst and Devonport, which you're probably aware have had quite a bit of attention over the last year or so in trying to save them from very poor performances. And we've offered wage increases of 0% in year one, 2 in year 2, and 2 in year 3. And the other two plants are being offered 2, 2, and 2.
Why are you pegging it at that rate?
We've found over the last number of years that we've lost our competitiveness compared to imported products, and our costs have just escalated rapidly. And so with the dollar where it is, we're finding it extremely hard to price our products at a point where we can reinvest in the business and, I guess, survive long term. So what we've said is that we need to slow down the escalation of costs. And traditionally, we've been paying around the 4% per year. And at that rate, we would just continue to degrade the competitiveness of our business. And then we'd start to lose business. And ultimately, we believe we'd end up needing to follow our competitors that have all gone offshore to New Zealand and to other places. We'd be lost. We're the last man standing now. We'd be forced into the same sort of decision. So, we're a survivor. We're the final frozen vegetable manufacturer. We're one of the very few food manufacturers that are still here. You know, we've worked out what we need to do and what we can afford to pay to keep that the case.
What appetite do you think there is amongst your workers in these plants which the AMWU are attending to ballot? What appetite do you think there is for industrial action among those workers?
I'm not sure, to be honest. When we were going around talking to our plants, and I go there every year to every plant, stand in front of every shift and talk to them, And I've always got the impression that, having a job and the continuation of the business was the main thing that our employees were interested in. I must say that if I was trying to take a sentiment out of those meetings, I would have said that people would be willing to slow down the increase in costs to maintain the businesses. So, they obviously will receive encouragement from the union to take this action, and I guess it depends on whether they are inclined to go along with that encouragement or whether they'll stand up for their own underlying wishes, and that is to keep the businesses going.
Are you telling the union that Simplot won't be able to continue to be based in Bathurst and Devonport and continue operations if they do get a 4% pay increase?
Well, I guess it's not as black and white as that. I think we've made it pretty clear that, we had to take some really, really serious action recently. And, we took the Bathurst plant back to virtually only day shift with all the penalties and overtime shifts, et cetera. When we were running 24 hours, we just couldn't make any money. So I think we showed that, we were serious in trying to find a way to survive and essentially halve the size of that business. And part of that was that we also got contracts from retailers. We spoke to other suppliers. And everybody in our whole supply chain has come to the party to try and help slow down the escalation of cost. And it's really the union is the last key in this whole action. And we were hoping that we'd shown well enough that we needed to do this, and we thought we would have them come along with us. The gap at the moment is, they want double what we're offering, and that just doesn't make any sense at all.
What would a sensible offer be to you?
Well, I think they've got to come down towards our number further. I mean, I'll leave that to them.